Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
At 6:21 on Wall Street, Apple reports earnings after the close of regular trading in New York today. And with a preview, we bring in from Bloomberg Intelligence, John Butler. He joins us on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions. John, as far as the sales leading up to this, we've seen three straight quarters of declining sales, and I suppose that's all weakness in China. Is that going to be the focus today?
Well, John, I think the real focus is going to be on the iPhone and how that's doing. It is the core franchise. It quarter in and quarter out, it runs, give or take, around 65% of total sales. And in terms of the growth for the quarter, the Wall Street is looking for about 2% growth this quarter. So I think if Apple can deliver on top-line growth and deliver a good quarter with iPhone, people are going to walk away pleased with what they hear.
What's the average sale price right now, the iPhone? Are they able to maintain that?
Well, that varies a lot, too. You know, they sell everything from the lower-priced iPhone SE to their top-of-the-line iPhone 7. This quarter, I think the average selling price that people are looking for is around $690 globally.
And going forward, what are some of the challenges that they may face?
Well, you mentioned one of them. I think the big issue they've had is China. There have been some competitors in that market that have literally come out of almost nowhere. You know, names like Oppo and Vivo have done very well in the market. Huawei, which is quite a large company, has also done well building share. So, you know, China.
These are the lower priced competitors. And it brings up the question whether or not the cachet of Apple is really important to somebody in a market like that, where you do have available to you cheaper priced smartphones.
Well, you know, there is a point where people question how brand loyal they really are if you're getting a comparable device at you know, a fraction of the price. And so I think that's been Apple's uphill battle the whole way in that region is, you know, they want to maintain the brand. It's like any aspirational brand. You don't want to give too much on price in order to compete because then you tarnish the brand. But at what point or how much share do you really want to give up over time in order to protect that brand? And that really is Apple's quandary. And the other thing, we've talked about this before, where, you know, there's a point where you hit saturation in any given market. The U.S., we're well beyond that point. In China, we're also beyond that point. So you hear a lot about Apple looking into new regions like India and Southeast Asia, and when you get into those markets, price is an even bigger issue.
John, thanks a lot. Great point. John Butler from Bloomberg Intelligence, providing unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business, terminal customers. You can access this function at BIGO. John was joining us on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions.